Welcome to Fueled by Grace. I'm Pastor Mark Shiver. So glad to have you listening to this edition of the podcast. And right out of the gate, I want to thank you very much. Our most recent podcast, Take Off That Mask, has done better than probably any podcast we've done so far. Many people sharing it on Facebook, and I just can't thank you enough for listening and sharing. The way we get the word out about the great, magnificent love of God is by telling folks, by sharing podcasts like this one with our friends and family members, saying, you need to listen to this, because change happens when people hear the gospel, when they hear the truth that God loves them. You know, we all have heard the verse that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you hear the truth of the gospel, it will impact you. It will affect change in your life if you will just simply believe. And I am so excited about what God has put on my heart to share with you. And it started this morning early. If you have the YouVersion Bible app, you know they shoot out a verse of the day. And so I've been thinking about this all day long. And Psalm chapter 8, verses 3 and 4 were the verses today. And the psalmist writes, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Now, that's the King James Version, and the NIV says, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? And so the psalmist here wrote this, and we're told that it's a psalm of David in the notes there in the Bible at the beginning of the psalm. And so David is, you know, he was outside a lot. He was a shepherd. And I can relate to what David wrote. I get so excited. My kids will tell you, and my wife, Tammy, before she passed away a couple of years ago, I would drive them crazy every spring because I would see the azaleas in full bloom and I would just go nuts. Look at that. It's the glory of God. You see the pinks and the whites and the reds. It's awesome. And then in the fall, when the leaves changed, oh my goodness, I just love it because I believe it's the glory of God just flowing into the leaves and just showing all of the different colors, his creative ability, his creativity. And so I'm with David, you know, when I see the works of your hands, what is man that you are mindful of him? I think we can all go there. If you've ever driven through the mountains, for example, from North Carolina in the middle of the state to, let's say, from Raleigh to Asheville or beyond, like Knoxville, Tennessee, you go through the mountains there. And if you go in the autumn, the changing of the leaves is so magnificent. It's breathtaking. And I've seen pictures. I always wanted to go to Vermont, and I hope that someday I'll get to go because the trees there are different. But the pictures I've seen of the peak seasons in the fall are just, oh my goodness, they're unbelievable. So I'm right there with you, David. You know, it's amazing when I consider the work of God's hands. How can you not look at the great waterfalls that are in places like South America or even Niagara Falls or the Grand Canyon? How can you not look at flowers? My daughter has a garden in her yard, and it's amazing the different varieties of flowers and greenery. And I'm telling you, it is so easy to get caught up in the magnificence of God's creation. I love my bird feeder and the birds that come around. They're so beautiful, and I'm particularly fond of bluebirds, and the blue feathers are so brilliant, and that orange breast, oh my, I just love it. And all of the different birds, you know, God created all of those colors. It's amazing the creativity of our Heavenly Father. And then if you have a bird feeder, you know that squirrels are the most annoying little guys. I had a deck and this extension thing that you hang the bird feeder on. And I'm telling you, they'll stretch their little bodies out to like three times their length and do anything they can to get to that bird seed. I've seen them crawl up stainless steel poles that you hang your bird feeder on. I've seen them fall from great heights and nothing happens to them. They are amazing little creatures. They're able to contort their bodies every which way, and God made them that way. And how about bears? Now, I'm not trying to get, you know, in the woods with a bear, but if you look at bears, they're amazing. I mean, really, look at a bear. They can swim, they can run, they can climb trees, they can stand up on their, two legs. These amazing creations were made by our Heavenly Father. And if you stop and just ponder, I love in the morning to watch the sunrise. And in fact, on Facebook, you can get a page from like the Outer Banks or Topsail Island, and every morning they post the sunrise. It's so cool to see every day the newness of the day, the sun rising and the sun setting, and just to think God did all of this. I love to go to the beach and the waves, they come up on the sand. And it says, I believe in Job, that God told the waves, you will not go any further. And he put the moon up there to regulate all of that. I mean, folks, it's so awesome. And so I can get with David in Psalms 8. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Folks, I'm right there. I love to just be overwhelmed by the beauty and the glory of God's creation. And I'm sure that you enjoy it as well. What is man that you are mindful of him? I think about the glory that is wrapped up in a tiger and how beautiful they are, or a lion, the majestic king of the beasts, as it were. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm an older guy and lost a lot of my hair. You know, would you rather look at me or a beautiful tiger or a majestic lion? What is man that you are mindful of him? God's creation is so wonderful. But I have to tell you that if you begin to ponder this verse and think about it, you realize that there is so much more to the story. And to get there, a friend of mine named Wes Robinson was kind enough to text another friend of mine, James Barron. And by the way, James Barron, seeinggrace.com, one of the best websites. James has more insight into the reality of the gospel and the truth of God's word than anyone I've ever encountered. And so I would encourage you to go to seeinggrace.com. But Wes sent out a website, and it's by someone. The website is nightbird.co, and it's spelled nightbird.co. And Nightbird apparently has been struggling with cancer for quite some time. And the blog posts that she has made are just incredible, unbelievable. I mean, raw. I mean, transparent. Just hardcore, somebody who is laying themselves wide open with honesty and truth about how they have been dealing with this whole cancer thing. And it's really amazing. It's one of the best websites I have ever seen. I encourage you to go there. Nightbird, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, nightbird.co. And so, thinking about creation and the story in Genesis of the 6 days. And you know, God made all of these things that David is marveling at in Psalms chapter 8. And as we read through the creation, you know, we see that God is creating the sun, the moon, the stars, the grass, the ocean, and the trees bearing seed. And that's another thing. Think about that. And you know, there's a great podcast that we did, You Are God's Harvest. I encourage you to go back and listen to that, because it talks about seed and how every time someone is born again, they are part of the harvest of God. When God himself planted his son as a seed into the ground, and Jesus came forth from the dead, resurrected, and we are in Christ, part of the great harvest of souls that God has is reaping from planting his son. But I want to tell you that if you think about an orange tree, for example, and you open up an orange and there's a few seeds in there. Well, if you plant them, all of a sudden you've got orange trees. And out on the branches are multitudes of oranges, big, glorious oranges. And you open them up and they're juicy and they're sweet and they're delicious. How does this happen? A few seeds, trees, many, many oranges. Oh, it's incredible, our God and his creative ability. And David says, when I think of these things, I just wonder about man. But as we continue to read the creation story, we get to day six, and God makes man. And he says he made him in his own image. And as we look at that story, we see that God, after making all these other things, he said, let us make man in our own image. And so he decided that he would create man. Now, he did so, it says, out of the dust of the earth. Isn't that amazing? God made man out of the dust of the earth. And then when we go to chapter 2, it goes into a little more depth about the creation. And it says in verse 7, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now, why is this important? Because if we continue thinking about Psalm chapter 8, David says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Well, if you go to nightbird.co and read, this is an opening paragraph of one of the blogs that, in fact, this one is entitled Room for Air. It says, I don't think it's meaningless, the story that says God sculpted us from clay. Of all the things he made, humankind was the first that he touched. Think about that. Wow. The first breath we tasted was his exhale. Have you ever thought about that? Folks, I have read Genesis chapter 2, I don't know how many times. And this is one of those stories that you just kind of read through. You know, maybe you pondered these things more than I do, but I don't think that I've ever really sat around and given this a whole lot of thought. But here is just this amazing sentence. The first breath that mankind tasted was the exhale of God. I don't think it's meaningless, it goes on to say, that the first time humanity looked up at the eyes of God, his hands were dirty, and he was close. His hands were dirty, and he was close. Maybe we missed it, what God showed us when he first introduced himself, that he will crawl in the dirt to be near us, and he will fill our lungs with air when we don't know how to breathe. Wow, I'm telling you, this is one of the most powerful blogs that I have ever read, just even those two paragraphs. I encourage you again, Nightbird, NightBirde.co. But think about this now. It says God created man out of the dust, out of the clay. He formed him, and so he breathed into him. God didn't dive into the ocean and start making grouper and red snapper and trout and whales. He didn't flap around the sky and start creating birds in his hands. He spoke all these things into existence. And yet when it came to mankind, God got down in the dirt, laid on top of Adam, and breathed the breath of life into him. Wow, praise God. Man, that's awesome to think about. So when David says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Man is everything. You are everything. Listen to me. If you don't get anything out of this podcast today, please get this. You are everything to God. You are everything. Why? Because before he laid on top of his uncreated man and breathed into him the breath of life, it says the Son of Man, the Lamb, was slain before the foundation of the world. God saw way into the future the need that we would have, and the mystery of Christ was formed and put into place even before God himself got down into the dirt and breathed the breath of life into this created being called man. What is man that you are mindful of him? Everything, God would answer. Everything. And so when you begin to question your value as a person in this world, even as a Christian, you have to understand that in God's eyes, you are everything. I love it in Ephesians chapter 3, and we can go there as I try to do several things at one time here with the computer. But it says, we are God's workmanship, created for good works in Christ Jesus. We are God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:10, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, depending on which translation you read there. But we are God's workmanship. Workmanship, it means masterpiece. We are God's masterpiece. Now think about that. Please think about that. You are God's masterpiece. There's a great author. His name is Daniel Silva, and he has a series of books about a spy from Israel. His name is Gabriel, and his cover identity throughout the book series is he's an art restorer, and he goes in and restores these great old paintings, Da Vinci and such as that, Michelangelo, and others that I can't even pronounce, but anyway, it says in the book, at least once in all of the books, we have Gabriel here, this great art restorer, this guy who appreciates old classic art. I mean, art that is really, really good and valuable. And it says, Gabriel is standing there looking at this piece, his chin in his hand and his head cocked to one side. And he's just being very still and quiet and looking and appreciating this art. And when I think of this verse in Ephesians chapter 2, that we are God's workmanship, we are his masterpiece, I begin to see God looking at us in a similar way. Only God has eyes that are filled with wonder, filled with awe. Look, come on, we need to stop today looking at God as angry and judgmental and harsh and ready to pound us at the moment's notice when we do something wrong. And we need to begin to see our Heavenly Father who loves us and who is looking at us with eyes of wonder, looking at us as his masterpiece. You know, when kids do something for science project or art project, they want everybody to see it. They want to show it off and they look at it and they're so proud. And I can just see my Heavenly Father looking at me with eyes of joy, with eyes of wonder, with eyes of appreciation. And friends, brothers and sisters, if you're listening to this podcast, you need to see, maybe for the first time in your life, that God's love for you is so immense, so enormous, that when he looks at you, he looks at you with eyes of wonder, eyes of love, eyes of awe. He is amazed by you. You are his workmanship. You are his masterpiece, created to do good works in Christ. If you've been born again, listen, stop seeing yourself as downcast, downtrodden, a victim, somebody who is just hiding from an angry God, and realize God loves you so very, very much. He looks at you through eyes of love, and he's willing to get down in the dirt with you, so to speak, just as he did when he created mankind. And he's willing to get down with you at your point of deepest need and be there with you. I need to hear this because I have been grieving over the loss of my wonderful wife, and to know that God is here with me, holding me, looking at me, not with anger, not saying, come on, Mark, quit being so dumb. You know, get on with your life. But Mark, I love you and I'm here with you and I'm holding you and I care for you and I love you and you are awesome. God thinks I'm awesome. Did you know that? God thinks you're awesome. I believe with all of my heart, it is time to begin to totally recalibrate our minds and begin to think of ourselves the way that God does. He thinks we're fantastic. He got in the dirt and breathed life to us. What is man that you are mindful of him? David asks. The answer, everything. You are everything to God. You meant so much to him, you mean so much to him, that he gave his only begotten son to die for you, that if you would believe, you wouldn't perish but have everlasting life. God gave his son for you. That's what God thinks about you. What is man that you are mindful of him, O Lord? God would say everything. I believe this word is for everyone that listens, no matter who you are. Begin to see yourself as everything. Think of this verse. What is man that you are mindful of him? And hear your Heavenly Father saying, everything, my child. You are everything to me.